Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Welcome to the Sarah B. Yoga Podcast. This podcast is an intersection of my yoga teaching and my training in the Feldenkrais method. Today's class is a shorter 35-minute level 1 or gentle yoga class. We'll stay on the floor today. We use a single blanket roll and a block, and you may also want to have a strap. This is a great class that you could do before bed, after exercise, or after just a day that's been really busy and you just need to unwind. Okay, let's get started. All right, so we are going to start with a rolled up blanket. So if you have a yoga blanket, you'll want it to be folded in half twice so that it's about the size of half of your mat, a rectangular shape, the size half of your mat. And then you can take the short end of the blanket, of the rectangle, roll it up so that you make a single blanket roll. Shouldn't be too thick of a cylinder.
place the blanket so that the long edge of the roll is parallel to the long edge of your mat. And then grab one block and put that towards the head side of your mat, right next to the tip of the blanket. Sit on the edge of the blanket where there isn't a block. So your pelvis, your tail settles onto the edge of the blanket roll. And then lie back so that the blanket is directly underneath your spine. And then the block is there to extend the blanket so that your head can rest on the block. The block can be on its low height unless you feel like you need more support and lift. But we don't want the chin to be tucked too much in towards the chest. Once you've settled there, have your knees bent, your feet standing, and the arms can just rest out to the side for a moment. And just do a bit of a wiggle, shifting the pelvis a little bit right and left, and shifting the chest and the upper back a little bit right and left. And feeling the blanket really getting it into this central place. It's almost as though the blanket will bounce off of the inner edges of the shoulder blades. So the blanket gives you some feedback about where your shoulder blades are, that you have shoulder blades. And then the same thing down at the pelvis. The sacrum, which is part of your spine, is resting right on the blanket. And the two halves of the pelvis are doing a little bit of a bounce off of the blanket as you just take this little, very small kind of wiggle side to side. And then let that wiggle subside, come to a pause. And at this point, the blanket is maybe even flattened out a little bit, and that's just fine. And then let your legs lengthen and have your feet separated a bit. They could be about mat's distance. We'll work with expanding the body a bit today. There's so many different things in our lives that cause the body to retract or contract, get smaller. And it doesn't have to be something really dramatic that happened to you in your life. You know, just living everyday life causes us to contract. So we'll focus a little bit on unfurling, of feeling this sense of expansion. And even a kind of busyness of our day, busyness of thoughts, can get in the way of spaciousness or get in the way of embodiment. So feeling your legs long, feet about mat's distance, a subtle stretch through the front of the hips, and take a few full diaphragmatic breaths. As you breathe in, the diaphragm gently moves downward and the abdomen expands. And start to cultivate an image as though there's a flow running from center of you, which you could think of as somewhere in the abdomen, down your legs to your feet. A flow of water, a current. You can imagine a river. Or even as though there are tubes going down the legs like a hose, like a garden hose, and you turn on the faucet and the water comes moving, flowing through the tubes. If we're feeling contracted, this idea of retracting, pulling inward, things start to get tight and harden. So just start to cultivate this thus flow outward. And then bring your arms overhead to the floor with your palms facing up, and your hands can be also about mat distance. And so the limbs are making an X shape. And just begin to feel that your inhale breath is a little bit more focused in your ribs and your chest. The chest can expand forward and back. It can expand right to left. And start to have this similar image of a flow or a current from your chest area, your heart space, down and out the arms to the hands. Not needing to actively stretch right now, just allowing the body to feel how much space you take up. And so you could even measure the distance between the tips of the fingers all the way down to the tips of your feet. Feel, sense how much space that is. And then measure the width from the tips of your right toes over to the tips of your left toes. And the width from the right fingertips to the left fingertips. And if you've ever done a snow angel, you know, imagining doing that and getting a sense of how big the shape would be. And so staying on this blanket, now just bend your knees and stand your feet and bring your arms up towards the ceiling so that the arms are vertical and the palms are facing one another. You could imagine that you are holding a beach ball or a box, something between the hands. And lengthen the arms a little bit more in the direction of the ceiling so that your shoulder blades begin to widen and wrap towards the side of you. And then do the opposite. Keep your arms straight. You still imagine you're holding that beach ball, but let the arms get shorter in the room and feel that the shoulder blades move not only towards the floor, but they also begin to hug towards the blanket and firm inward towards the blanket, pressing a little bit into the blanket. And go back and forth like that. So the arms get taller, they reach towards the ceiling. Notice the shoulder blades widen from the blanket, and then the arms get shorter and feel the shoulder blades wrap inward and hug the blanket. Really using the blanket as feedback, moving the arms upward and downward, keeping your arms straight, the elbows straight the whole time. And even your hands, we just have this image that maybe we're holding something, but the hands can be soft. There's not even a reach or an activation so much through the fingers, so that the movement that you sense is really in your chest, your shoulders, your upper back, just starting to bring a little bit of life into that area. And noticing when you do move the shoulder blades, how, of course, the arms respond. And now the next time that the shoulder blades are firming towards the blanket, can you keep that? Maintain the squeeze towards the blanket and slowly start to open your arms away from one another. So the palms move away from one another, the arms begin to open straight out to the sides of you, and the shoulder blades continue to draw towards the blanket, giving it a little bit of a squeeze. Opening the arms all the way out. They don't need to touch the floor, but they might. But they're, now you're creating this long line from right hand to left hand. That line crosses the line of the spine. And so now in this position with the arms, can you pull the shoulder blades away from the blanket and just feel the arms reach a little bit wider? And hug the shoulder blades back in towards the blanket. So now going back and forth like this, shoulder blades widen. You might feel the chest widens as well and the tips of the fingers get farther away from one another. And then the shoulder blades come back towards the blanket and hug in. And that distance between fingertips gets a little bit shorter. So feeling this almost like this little contraction or retraction in and then out. Good. And then let the shoulder blades be wide. Bring the backs of the hands to the floor. Bend your elbows about 90 degrees so that your arms are in the cactus or goalpost position. Just settle here for a moment. Return your attention to your breathing. Notice if there's any kind of contraction in the face, some general areas in the face that are popular to contract, the eyes, the brow, between the eyebrows, the jaw. So awareness of the sensations of the face, anything very obvious that you notice, can you soften there? And then when you're ready, slowly roll to your side so that you come off of the blanket and just move it off of the mat for a moment. Come back onto your back with your knees bent. And you'll just flip the blanket 90 degrees so that you can pick up your pelvis and slide the blanket underneath your pelvis. So it's across the back of your pelvis, like you're in a supported bridge pose. And your two hands should be able to hold the edges of the blanket with the pelvis resting on the blanket. And the blanket might be a little bit flattened by now, and that's just fine. Draw your right knee in towards your chest and hold your right knee with your left hand. Your right arm can just be out to the side. Keeping the right knee in towards the chest, begin to tip both knees and your pelvis to the left. And as you do that, allow your head to roll to the right. Take a breath in there with your knees over to the left. And as you exhale, bring your knees and your head back to the middle. We'll do this a few times. So breathing in, both knees and the pelvis tip to the left and the head rolls to the right. Inhaling. Exhaling, the knees and the head come back to the middle. Breathing in, the knees tilt to the left. Your left hand is still hugging that right knee in. Breathing out, bring the knees and the head to the center. And then this next time that you let the knees fall to the left, the head turns to the right, stay there for at least one full breath cycle. Feeling the turning in the waist. Good. And then come back to the middle with the knees and the head. Set the right foot down. Bring your left knee in towards the chest. Hold the left knee with your right hand and bring the left arm out to the side. keeping a hold of the left knee with the right hand, slowly start to tip both knees and the pelvis to the right. As you breathe in, the head can turn to the left. And breathing out, bring the knees and the head back to center. Inhaling, the knees tilt to the right, the head rolls to the left. Let the abdomen soften as you breathe in. And exhaling, knees and nose come back to the middle. Just taking that for a moment on your own. Feeling the back of the pelvis roll across the blanket. Rolling a bit towards the side of the pelvis. And then the next time that you tip the knees to the right and the heads to the left, just pause there. Feeling the twisting in the abdomen. Good. Come back to the center. Let go of the knee so both feet are standing. And now take the blanket with your hands, lift your pelvis up, and pull the blanket a little bit towards your head so that the blanket's right underneath your lower back, under your lumbar curve. Settle down onto the blanket so your pelvis is really no longer on the blanket. That blanket's right under the low back curve. And from here, roll to your right side. So once you come onto your right side, the blanket should feel like it's right underneath the right side waist. And there's not a lot of space here. There's the lowest rib and the top of your pelvis. There's not too much space there for anybody. So some blanket might be touching the very top of your pelvis or the lowest rib. And stack your legs, bring your knees, your thighs a little bit up closer towards your chest. They might even touch the blanket. Your right arm can just be out in front of you. So you're resting here on your right side. Bring your left hand so that it is touching the left side of your waist. Just place your hand there, your palm right there. And now do a small movement, pressing the left side of your waist upward towards your hand or upward towards the ceiling. And it might even feel like the right side waist is trying to pull itself away from the blanket. And then let that small movement go. We'll try that a couple times. So lift the left waist towards your palm and release it. Going back and forth like that. And when you lift the left side waist towards your palm, notice what parts of your body go deeper into the floor. So some part of you is pressing into the floor. And go ahead and encourage that area to push a little bit into the floor. It's like you're trying to lift the right side waist off of the blanket roll. Good. And continue what you're doing, but just slide your left hand down to the outer left hip or the left side of your pelvis and feel how your pelvis is moving as you do this action. Good. All right. So relax that. Slip the blanket out from underneath you. Once you've done that, come right back to where you were on your right side. And you might have a little bit of a somatic memory of the blanket roll underneath your right waist. Bring your left hand to your outer left hip. And do the exact same thing we just did with the blanket roll. It's not there anymore. So now you might actually feel like you have more space to move. And you're trying to create a little tunnel underneath the right side waist so that somebody could slide that blanket roll underneath your right side waist, or a little car could drive underneath there, or a little mouse could run underneath there. So lift and lower, creating this tunnel and making sure you're not rolling towards your back or towards the back of the pelvis isn't rolling towards the floor behind you. So you're starting to feel this side bend or lateral flexion in the spine. Good. All right, let that rest. Stay on your right side. Bring your left knee towards your chest. Now, could you hold your left foot with your right hand? The knee can still be bent. If the answer is no, then find your strap and just loop the strap across the ball of your left foot and hold strap with your right hand. Preferably the right arm is straight. And we want to feel that the ball of the left foot has something to push into, either your right hand or the strap. And it can pretty firmly press, like there's a wall right there for the left foot to press into. Your ankle's flexed. And now bring your left hand back to the outer left hip, and your left thumb can even be right in the hip crease area. And come back to that movement of creating a little tunnel underneath your right waist. So lift the right side of the waist and feel the left pelvis move a little bit away from your head. The hip crease moves down away from your left armpit. Lift and lower a few times here. Create the tunnel under the right waist. And then, you know, that car is starting to drive underneath you and you squish it with the right waist. So go back and forth like that, feeling the movement through the whole body. And your left leg might do a small rotation. That's fine. But do keep an action, an engagement of that foot pushing towards the hand or the strap. Good. Now, can you keep the tunnel underneath the right waist? Maintain it. Lift your left arm towards the ceiling. Feel this active reach, this sense of flow or a current running from your chest up and out the shoulder to your left hand. And now begin to turn your chest and your head, bringing the upper back and the back of the head to the floor. Let your left arm open out to the left. Keep your left foot pressing towards your hand or strap. And maintain that little tunnel underneath the right waist. So the left hip crease is actively moving away from your head. And just notice the distance here between the left fingertips and the left foot. Both are actively reaching a bit away from one another. In between that is your torso, this twist in the abdomen, a turning of the chest and the upper ribs. Great. Slowly bring your left arm back up towards the ceiling, roll onto your right side, and just come onto your back. Come to Shavasana for a moment so that you sense the body placed in a symmetric position, although you may feel some differences between the two sides. Just take a moment to pause here. Okay, so we'll do all of that on the left side, and we'll try to take just as much time and interest on the left side. So come to your left side, grab your blanket roll and slip it underneath the left side waist. Have your knees bent, your right leg is stacked on your left, and your thighs can be up, even touching or close to touching the blanket roll. Bring your right palm to the right side of your waist. And so your waist is kind of sandwiched between the blanket on the bottom and the palm on the top. So start to press towards your right palm and feel how you can do that. Like you're trying to lift away from the blanket and then let that go. And do that a number of times slowly. We're not repeating this in order to necessarily build a lot of strength, although you may feel that the left side engages. But even more so, feeling how many areas of yourself can get involved in this. Maybe your left shoulder pushes into the floor. Maybe your outer left hip presses into the floor. As your left side lifts away from the blanket, can you feel your right side body getting a little bit longer? Keeping the jaw relaxed, and even feeling the left side of the head might have a little bit more pressure into the floor as you lift towards your palm. And just continue what you're doing, making sure that you're not holding in the abdomen. And slide your right hand down so it's on the outer right hip now. And just let your right hand go for a ride. So you do the same action, this side bending action, like you want to lift the left side away from the blanket and feel how your pelvis moves. Great. So now slide the blanket out from underneath you. Stay on your left side. Bring your right hand back to your outer right hip. And notice the residual effect of having that blanket there. Begin to do this same action, lifting the left side way so you create an actual little tunnel right there. Somebody could slip a little something underneath there. And then let it go and go back and forth like that, feeling the movement through your whole spine, feeling how your head and pelvis relate to one another. Great. Now pause. And bring your right knee towards your chest. See if you can hold your right foot in your left palm. Your right ankle is flexed and the ball of your right foot, you want to be able to push that into your hand or into a strap. The right knee can be bent. You can also play as you go a little deeper into this, starting to straighten that right knee. But there is just a firm push out through the leg. And then bring your right hand back to your hip. The right thumb could be in the hip crease. And go back to this action of side bending, lifting the left side waist as if you could create a little tunnel there, and then lowering it. Noticing what happens with the right leg, feeling how you can mobilize the right side of the pelvis. And then maintain that. So you keep the lift through the left side of the waist. Keep the right foot pressing towards the left hand. And bring your right arm straight towards the ceiling. Extending from the center of you, feeling a flow, a reach up and out through the hand. And begin to twist the torso, turning the upper back and the back of the head to the floor, bringing the right arm out to the side. Remember, you're maintaining that little tunnel underneath the left side waist. So your right hip crease keeps descending or drawing away from your head. Feeling the right limbs and their reach away from one another. softening the jaw. And then when you're ready, bring your right arm back up towards the ceiling. Let go of the hold of the foot and come back onto your back. And this time, grab your blanket and bring your blanket so that it's underneath your thighs, underneath your hamstrings for Shavasana. So you'll just take your legs long, slip that blanket roll underneath the thighs. It can be somewhat close to your pelvis. And the feet could be mat distance or even slightly wider if that feels good for you. Take your arms out. Separate the arms away from the body so that you really feel like you are giving yourself some space to spread. Like you are able to take up space. Feel how the back of the pelvis settles into the floor. Feel how the thighs relax into the blanket. Let the eyes close. And again, bring awareness to the sensations of your face. Imagining this vast amount of space behind your eyes, that your eyes can just gently soften and sink backward towards. And noticing the inside of your mouth, if there's any kind of pulling inward or sucking inward, anything that's obvious, let that relax. Almost imagining that the inside of your mouth is 2 times as wide as it actually is. So it's like the sides of your cheeks could widen from one another, and there's all this space for your tongue. And then just feeling the sense of space across the chest, this flow down the arms to your fingertips, noticing the distance between your right hand and your left hand and that width that you're taking up. And then bring some attention to your abdomen, your pelvis. Imagine a flow, rushing water or river currents moving down the legs to your feet. Just noticing, appreciating, resting on the floor, the parts of the body that very much appreciate being here. Just for a moment, thinking about space, the space, spaciousness in your sensation of your body, but also in your day, in your thoughts, this somewhat of a disease of busyness can get in the way of feeling embodied. So giving yourself the time to slow down, the space to feel a bit more of yourself. And just take some time to slowly find some movement that would feel good for you. Wiggling fingers and toes, and eventually coming to your side and coming up to sit. Bring your palms together. May you be free of inner and outer harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. And may you care for yourself with joy. Take a breath in. Exhale. Namaste. Are you enjoying this podcast? If so, you can do me a big favor and leave a 5-star rating and write a review wherever you get your podcasts. Each review increases the possibility that someone who would enjoy these classes can find them. Thank you so much.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can. Give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.